Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You are listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Are we on the internet?
For the 100th time, yes, we are on the internet. Yes.
Tonight, the Mighty Nein enter Xhorhas, tangle with a terrifying mage, and befriend a bugbear. We'll break it all down with my guests, starting with Travis Willingham. Woo! Taliesin Jaffe. Woo! Sam Riegel.
Camera.
I don't know.
That one. That one. That one. Laura Bailey.
Bailey.
Whoa. 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 Liam O'Brien. Yeah. We have a studio audience. They can clap. Marisha Ray. Yeah. There we go. There we go. Oh, look. Yeah. And holy fuck, it's Ashley Johnson! Yay! Yeah. Oh yeah!
Take the
oh yeah! Yeah! Oh, here we go. Uh huh. Yeah, just to the left there. Perfect. Look at how beautiful. And Matthew Mercer! What is this? What is this?
I didn't mix this with anything.
Oh, you did! Oh. Well, then have a seat, my friend. Have a seat. And Henry's here in his tiara. Oh, there we go.
And he just tolerated it.
Yeah.
Henry, buddy, and you gotta.
All of that and more tonight on Talks Machina 100. We are back. Look at how magnificent everyone looks. Thank you all for being here.
Oh, should I pass out champagne?
Yeah, let's pass out some champagne. Yeah. It's 100 episodes of Talks Machina.
Don't forget about Danny.
We certainly didn't grab it.
Oh, Danny's over there. We can have a. We have lots of employees that can run one of those over to you.
Here's a.
I got one. I need one. Thank you, baby. Hey, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Well. Cheers, everyone. Congrats on 100 episodes of this weird show about Scientology.
To you, Brian.
No one thought it was possible for you to hold a job down this long.
I never have, literally. I never have.
For all agents, never been happy.
No, yeah, this completes my community service. You guys will never fucking see me again, except for you. Hey. A couple of quick announcements before we jump into episode 100. Number one, an announcement so big, who in the world would entrust me to do it? No, the search for Grog. Oh. The Vox Machina one-shot from our LA live show a few weeks ago will air this Friday, February 22nd. That's a couple of days from now, right? It's a couple of days. At 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role. If you miss the stream, you can check it out not like 2 weeks later. Saturday morning on Critical Role's YouTube channel.
That's right.
Woo-hoo! The next day.
Is literally the next morning. And one final announcement. Travis, I believe you have an announcement.
Oh, yes.
But come over
here
because I use all the beauty filters on my camera. So use mine.
Beauty filters.
I'm going to get some more champagne.
Yes, this is excellent. Actually, yeah.
Please don't leave this chair. Don't let him back.
What a seat of power.
Just
you guys are pretty looking.
Wow. Brian sits there, there's all this room around him, but you just fill it.
my dad glasses out. In case you missed our announcement earlier today, Tox Machina and Critical Role will air on Critical Role's official channels starting today. And starting with next week's episode, Tox Machina will be available on YouTube on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Pacific and also available in a podcast format the following week. We wanted to take a moment to thank the folks at Geek & Sundry and Legendary Digital Networks for a long and successful partnership, and we wish them the absolute best. Yes. Be sure to check out critroll.com for all of the details.
Gosh, look how excited Henry is.
I accidentally drank all that champagne over there while I was waiting. I gotta get some glasses. That's tonight's lesson.
Right? See, there you go.
Woo! He just went from Clark Kent to Superman.
What?
Without further ado, let us discuss episode 51 of Critical Role Campaign 2. Shora. We are back, my friends. We are back. 100 episodes, can you believe it?
Holy shit.
Our friends at Crit Roll Stats have given us some very special stats for this 100th episode. In 100 episodes of Tox Machina, we've had 81 episodes of Brian's glorious beard.
Oh.
Now, let me remind you, friends, because you know it's been a couple of years now, Laura, on this very show, said to me, and I quote, "You don't look very good. You should grow the beard out again because it hides most of your face." And she went on and on. I think it's exactly how she said it. Yeah. And the next day, I started growing out my beard, and I have not shaved it since that shaming. And it was
the
on the air.
The dark days ended.
You're welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
And now look what we have. Look what we have with Matthew. Look at this beautiful beard on Matt now. And I just
figuring it out.
No, it's figuring you out, bro.
No, you're sweet.
We've also had 9 call-ins via Skype or FaceTime, which outside of Ashley's Skyping in for the finale episode, that's 9 too many. 8 of those were Sam. Sure. 244 guest misnomers.
Whoa.
Yeah, really? Before we just, that well was dry. Yeah. That well was dry, yeah. The rhyme websites did not help. 93 episodes of pre-show hijinks. Now, the pre-show hijinks are 100% Max James creation.
That's true.
Every single one of those, and that's about the time that Max became the producer of the show, and I stopped getting paid. 93 episodes of You're My and Our Beloved Arsqueef. Yes. Pictured here. Oh, no.
He's the queefiest.
Pictured here next to me.
There he is.
What
so
the
dreamy.
Fuck? He's on top of this giant butt plug. Right where he belongs. 826 days of being on the internet.
No.
Hey, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, let's discuss a little bit of episode 51, which was the most recent episode.
Yeah, that was last week.
Marisha and Brian. Actually, this one's a little bit about Tox Machina behind the scenes before that. This is Lady Wolfsbane and others behind the scenes. How has the process of creating Tox Machina changed and matured over the past 100 episodes? Does this mean cabbage has changed and matured into sauerkraut?
Yeah. Matured's a harsh word to use, but
it's more like, it's like kimchi.
It's kind of
you put it in a jar and you bury it and then you dig it out
2 years later and you find Brian Foster.
Yes. Yeah.
And
I feel like it's gotten
it's
better in the ways that it didn't need to, and it hasn't gotten better in the ways that it should have.
Sure.
That's how I feel. There's a light and a darkness.
We need more Collins.
We need more call-ins. Yeah, we should get. Oh, wow. We'll just leave this chair open and have a screen there, and people can just sort of call in.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also like that you're being pet by Trinket right now.
I know, isn't that nice?
We could put like a monitor on Trinket's face and have it be like,
give him a little love.
Yeah.
Oh, give him. I was going to say, Teletubby. Tummy.
The process of creating the show has pretty much stayed the same. It's we come up with everything 5 minutes before the show starts, and then we pull it off with props that we find in our houses.
It's generally a sarcastic joke.
Yes.
And then we all laugh and we go, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. The concept of creating a talk show about a D&D campaign has always been absurd to me. And so I thought, like, let's embrace that terribleness. If you see the first four episodes of the show, we embrace it very hard.
So many great memories of earlier episodes of talks, like right before going, wait a minute, what's the bit? What's the bit? Yeah, what's the bit? What's three, the bit? Two, yeah, one.
I know, I know. Oh, and then you have to just catch on with what's happening.
Our weird bits.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we abandoned the bits too. Those walls, that well was dry
that
too.
Was done.
It was only a couple episodes before we all started taking our clothes off as part of the bit. And you can't do that on Twitch. But, huh?
Nothing.
Oh, Danny's upset about that. Speaking of behind the scenes, though, with 100 episodes, I asked Travis, hey, could we get a little extra room in the budget, you know, now that we fit 100 episodes, we're eligible for syndication by no one.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, and this show has always been about giving the fans what they want, right? We ask the fan questions, we give out fan art of the week and gift of the week, we want you guys to be the center of the show, and we have to give the people what they ask for. And what they asked for was more cams. You know, we have the wonderful Danny Cam over here. Look at Danny. My goodness. Princess Danny. And everybody wanted more cams. They want to know what the rest of the crew was up to during the show. And so we thought we'd give the people what they want. We're going to start with our director of photography and cameraman, Steve. Daniel, let's turn the camera around and see what Steve is up to during the show here. It looks like, okay, is he picking out recipes out of a recipe book? He's not even looking through the camera. Oh, wait. Okay.
Steve.
The show is live.
Steve.
He's obviously making a meal plan for the week. It seems like an odd time to do that in the middle of the show, but I guess Steve's got to eat. Matt, we have a question for you. From.
That's the whole bit?
Well, we're going to check in with multiple team members throughout the show, but right now I just want Steve to think about. I just want Steve to think about his life choices for now. Matt, with 51 episodes of Campaign 2 and now 100 Talks episodes completed, in what ways would you say this campaign so far has made you a different DM? Any favorite lessons learned or changes made to your DMing style courtesy of the Mighty Nine?
I think, I've been forced to embrace a little more of the tragedy in characters, history, and story. I mean, just all the interplay between the characters and the players has led to a more, politically tense and both internally and externally a story than, you know, the last one. The skill sets and the players aren't quite as like classic archetypical, so a lot of times you guys keep surprising me with the shit that you've chosen that you level up, and I'm like, oh, that would have helped to know that going into this encounter design. I think overall, I've learned to be very proud of my players for finding ways to completely muck up my perceived ideas of where they're going, more so than the last campaign, really. This one, you guys have really fucked my shit up a couple times,
like
and it's great.
Into a filled-in tunnel to go under some mountain ranges for several days into a direction that's not covered on your map.
Yeah, that was great.
Mr. Mercer, make for me, if you will, your finest medieval smut shop, please.
Multiple times.
Have a key.
Oh yeah, no, it's. It's a slow process of you adjust as you go on. I'm still learning new things from other DMs and from playing with you guys, and I'm hoping to institute some more things in the campaign as we go, some more different changes or new possible ways of things that can add to the gameplay as we evolve and find more unique ways to use the space. But that's It's a little bit of an esoteric answer, but it's also a strange, hard to pinpoint answer on off the cuff like this.
Yeah, it is. But so much tragedy. So little time.
Lots of tragedy.
So much tragedy. Sam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't tell you, but you're required to answer two questions tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm ready.
Carno Lesbian wants to know, the party is now in a region where Nott is no longer the one that needs to hide, and in fact, her monstrous appearance could serve as an advantage. Ooh. How does she feel about this?
I think she feels much like Sam Riegel felt when he joined Critical Role, no longer the oddball. Surrounded by other oddballs. I think she's thrilled. She's thrilled that she doesn't have to worry about the mask and that she can let her freak flag fly and not have to worry. I'm Sam Riegel is excited to go into this city of beasts that we're maybe going into in the next episode to see what kind of fucked up individuals we're gonna find and to see how Nott will react to that, to being among bizarre looking creatures much like herself.
Yeah that's gonna be interesting.
I'm excited too
I want more Nott backstory immediately.
There's so much more. Everything that I told in that one episode, it's all a lie. No one inside checked.
Oh,
right?
What? God damn it.
All a lie.
I knew it.
She is a goblin. Shit. Always has been.
Danny's over there like, I am not happy about this one day.
You are fucking with all of my theories.
Yeah. Well, we should check in with another one of the team members who makes this show happen real quick. You can't really run a show like this with all of its moving parts without a technical director at the switch to make all of this stuff that you see on the screen happen. So, I believe Daniel's back there. Let's check in with Zach and see what he's up to. Our technical director, okay, there we go. All right, let's see. Zach, there's Zach, oh shit.
He's running the show.
He's dressed up.
Well dressed. Wow.
Either for Tox 100 or he has a job interview at Claim Jumper after this. Let's see what Zach's looking at here and when he's switching between the, what the fuck? Wait, it's all Liam's chest and the Ford bust. Zach, switch the cameras back. This is live right now. Don't okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Full speed ahead.
No wonder nothing gets done around here. Ashley.
Hi.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I have a question. There's a question for me.
There is a question for you. Yes.
Yes. What's so crazy is I wasn't here.
I know.
I'm ready.
But this one makes sense though. This is from Miss Sunflower 94. How does Yasha feel about the party's decision to go to Jorhas? Does she wish they'd stayed away, or does she sympathize with Nott's desire to save her spouse? Ooh, getting deep in there because of what you shared last time.
I mean, I think she definitely sympathizes with her, but I think there's a lot going on about going back to Jorhas, and I think that's it's definitely very triggering for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she understands the need to want to go back, and I wish I could go to Jorhas.
Yeah.
we'll see what happens. We'll
hopefully have you back in the near future in some way, and then we can explore more of that.
Yes, yes.
I'm pretty sure once we go somewhere, we can never go back, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Travis, you are not helping things, sir.
Look at that dial. This is a big deal.
Yeah. Never go back.
This is.
Never go back.
My goodness. Hey, anyone who wants to answer this can. This is from Euphoric Human. Those are the best kind. That's so stupid. I just saw Sam go like, bummer, dude. What is your favorite item on the talk set on any of the shelves, either past or present? Oh. We have so much cool fan-made stuff. So much has been sent in.
I really like, there's a Percy Mini I really like.
There is.
There's a crazy Percy Mini that's magnetic.
It's a little me.
Oh my goodness, that one's pretty nuts.
Now that's you also have another you over here.
Yeah, there's lots of Sams.
There's a lot of
Sams.
There's a lot of Sams.
It looks like my bedroom.
I'm a little partial to the Sully painting.
Yeah, the Sully painting is really wonderful back there.
I'm partial to the Pike painting behind the
Sully
painting.
Yeah, that's back there too.
It's
by Mark Hendrickson,
yeah. I'm also a little partial to all the stuff we got that first day when we went to the Rose Bowl
flea
market. Yeah, and we were all like super hungover for some reason.
Matt Key's wedding.
It was Matt Key's wedding.
Wow, good memory, Brian.
This is a really, really sweet dice tray Katie and Joe Piquet made for me.
That is awesome.
And they gave it to me at a convention last year. I thought it was really, really amazing.
It made it home in one piece.
That it did, surprisingly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
And that's the Gilmore's sign.
Oh, yeah. The knit.
Classic Gilmore.
I really like the Vecna with Marisha's face.
Yeah,
that's a big.
I don't know if I like that one. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to have to say no to that one. Okay.
Laura.
Yes. Hi.
Question for you, darling. CD88 wants to know, why was it important for Jester that her friend stop using the derogatory term for the Kryn?
Because she doesn't like it, because they don't like it. Why do I always answer in Jester's question?
You do, and it's adorable. I love it.
The only way to answer.
They don't like it. And like I've said before, what does Jester want? Like, she wants people to be happy, even people that, you know, she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
Everybody's got their motives for something, right?
Are you guys gonna do it?
What? Do what?
Obey what she says, and you know.
Some people have. Yeah.
I haven't been the best at that, but if Jester wants me to, I guess I'll change.
Wow.
Wait till you get to meet more of the Kryn.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
That's how you know someone really cares about you, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I'll change.
I guess I'll get around to doing that soon.
Thank you.
Will you marry me?
I guess. Hey, have you guys been on your show together since you got engaged?
No.
Since the engaged.
You were on
oh my God, do you guys remember
yeah,
your engagement?
Can you really?
Yeah, we remember that.
Right now?
No, cannot. I'm
that's
sorry.
Just for us.
We're wearing far too many clothes.
True.
Good. Do you know what I can do, though? Is give away this week's GIF of the Week.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. That's the best. It's the best.
So good.
100 episodes smooth.
Yes, exactly. This week's winner for episode 51 of Campaign 2 was sent in by Brandon King, aka at Zoso Colossus. Let's take a look. He caught the dice. Oh, you might have missed it at the beginning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Travis was catching all the dice the other night. Oh, it was a chocolate.
Might have missed it. Oh. It was a low throw.
That's amazing.
Hey, it was lower. Shush.
Oh, criticism.
I like that I've been cut out of it completely.
Hey, your arm makes it in. Your arm makes it in.
It's not important.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Well, congrats to you, Brandon. Woo. You have won, and I'm really excited about this brand new Whispered One t-shirt available in the Critical Role US and UK shops. And you're also, this shirt is so soft, I want to rub it against my body. You're also going to get this Yasha Buzz.
No.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Extra special gift of the week prizes. Yeah, it's so nice. For episode 100, thank you so much for submitting. Also, one more award we need to give out in celebration of 100 episodes of Talks Machina is to someone who can only be described as your Mayan R beloved Arsqueef. Mm. In honor of his contributions to the show and for all his fantastic GIF work, we are rewarding you the Lifetime Achievement Award for GIF of the Week. What? I'm so excited about this. Let's give it up for Arsqueef. Yes. Thank you so much. We're going to tell him what he's won. He has won Max's 2006 Honda Accord. I believe we have a picture of it, Zach. It's a beautiful crimson red. The registration expired 6 months ago. The air conditioning does not work, but it does have seat warmers. Also, the passenger side window does not roll down. Max's car has a Kelley Blue Book value of $1,637.
Does Arsqueef have to take care of the shipping to get it over?
He does. But thankfully, he doesn't live in Quebec. Although we love you, Quebec.
We love you, Quebec.
Oh, Liam.
Yes, sir.
Ard0508 wants to know, Caleb took his bandages off, saying there's nothing to hide anymore. Was that terrifying for him or a relief?
Yeah. Yep.
Moving on.
No, he has not processed at all that the group can ask him as many questions, like he's been real cagey this entire campaign, and now he has given at least the cliff notes on what his life is, and anybody can ask him anything they want at any time, and he thinks that everything he said has been a bad choice, wrong, and is just waiting for it to feel as uncomfortable as the preceding years have been.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Just end all the answers with that beautiful smile. And then it all burned to the ground.
But it feels good, too. It feels good. It's been a heavy load, and he's got friends.
Yeah, getting there for sure.
I love
that
sitcom.
Daryl.
Yep.
Daryl. Careful,
we haven't cleared that.
Vinny's going to run in here any moment. Real quick, before we get to the next question, let's check in with another member of the Talks Machina crew. Yes. You know who has been here for 100 episodes and we could not do this show without, or Critical Role, is Maxwell James, our producer.
Yeah.
So Max is right over here behind us. Daniel, let's turn the camera around and see what Max is up to here mid-show. All right, there's Max's desk. He is not there.
Oh, no.
Where
there's
the fuck
Max.
Is he?
Max?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, wow. He is in a stripper cop outfit. A lot of people know Max likes to go to raves. I don't know why he's getting ready for one in the middle of the show when he should be.
Stop it. Stop it, Max.
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 Please.
I just can't. Some of these people, I don't know what we're doing.
Unacceptable.
I don't know what we're doing. Taliesin, rescue us from that side of low rent Burning Man with an answer to this question from Nate Hoyle. Caduceus has become the wise sage character that the rest of the party looked to for his insight and solid advice. Mm-hmm. How much of that was built into the character and how much developed naturally as a result of Caduceus seeing what the party needed?
That was built into the character. That was actually a conversation with Matt when I was rolling the character. And we were putting the stats together and sort of staring at it. And I looked at doing a high wisdom, low intelligence. And Matt started laughing really hard and saying, oh, you're going to have fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
great. That sounds very Matt.
And it was just the conversation of what does high wisdom, low intelligence look like?
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It does.
It's
great.
It looks and sounds amazing.
And eventually, there's plenty of things that will eventually flap that, but we haven't hit any of the things that will really flap him yet. But there are things. I'm looking forward to it.
Flap him.
Flap that.
Flap it.
Have you ever been flapped?
What? You don't know about flapping? You don't know about flapping?
Thought you had the internet.
Hashtag flap it.
That L is crucial.
That L is crucial. Yes.
Flap it.
Yeah.
Yep. Travis, stop what you're doing immediately and answer this question.
Can't flap here.
From Pamerica Chavez. Last episode, we saw Ford take initiative more than once, engaging the ranger, negotiating, prompting the group to join the fight. He says he's not interested in leadership, but would you say some of his responsibilities as captain rubbed off on him?
Ooh, well. I mean, he is incentivized by seeing the amazing tattoos that are being given out by one.
That's right.
Very cute tiefling. Whoa. Tox commentary, not canon. Just relax.
Yeah.
Did you hear a southern draw? I don't think so.
I don't hear a southern draw from Ford a lot.
Ooh. That was the champagne talking.
In the shade.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, I think, I mean, Ford has the ability to provoke certain instances, yeah. And I, as a player, don't like to weigh things carefully all the time. So, I think a lot of it is just pressing fast forward sometimes.
Yeah.
And just getting it going. Not all the time.
No.
Just every once in a while.
Yeah, I got you.
So what you're saying is it's your grog showing through.
Might be.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or, you're saying be kind, rewind.
What you're saying is you're trying to suggest there.
I am saying be kind, rewind.
Be kind, rewind.
Yes, thank you, Buck.
If he's played two characters with a common thread, I think it's a little bit of Travis poking through.
Oh, good point, good point. Man, I cannot wait for everybody to see the search for grog. That was such a wild...
That was so fun.
That was a wild night. Is your sash bothering you, darling?
Oh, no, I got a little was... Travis poking me from behind.
Oh, wow.
Just flap it. Just
Tumblr's going to have fun with that right one.
There's only a couple feet here, so you know.
Yeah, he gets some distance.
Well, yeah, he is known for his distance.
So many conflicting theories.
Before we get to the next question, let's check in with another team member real quick.
Please.
We're going to head out of the studio and into the offices to check in with our one of our content producers, Chris Lockie.
Oh.
I'm being told he is in the map room. Daniel, let's turn the camera out towards the map room and see if we can spot Chris Lockie.
Okay,
here's the
wall
of minis. And that is, oh my God, what?
Whoa.
Oh, well, a lot of you guys might remember Chris as sword guy on social media months ago. We did get him a new sword, and it looks like we're getting a peek into his creative process.
Oh, gosh.
A quick peek in the mirror. This looks like
a surprise to
top secret shit, man. Daniel, get out of there. Get out of there.
Check on him.
Somebody should, Max, put down those lights and go check on him real fast.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
Holy shit. Oh, that's what we get for buying him a sword.
I think Chris just killed a guy. Yeah.
I think he killed Daniel.
Oh, God.
We'll have to see. Hopefully, Daniel's non-union. Marisha.
Oh, God.
Marisha, oh, no, it's Mia has a question for you.
Oh, no.
In a moment of panic, Bo prayed to Ayun, despite never showing signs of being particularly religious. Uh-huh. Is this a result of her taking her role with the Cobalt Soul more seriously, something she's always believed, or something else?
You know, when, like, people tell you, like, pray or do this, or there is a God, and you're like, okay, but then you kind of get in, like, a shitty circumstance, and you're like, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah.
I guess it couldn't hurt. In this moment,
give it a go.
I'll try it out, give it a spin. It's more like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hurt.
Yes, sure.
Roll the dice.
Couldn't hurt.
Roll the
taking
dice.
Taking a chance.
Ayun for any particular reason? Or?
Yeah, Ayun for any particular reason?
Cobalt Soul.
Cobalt Soul, yeah. The knowing mistress.
Oh, yeah, I totally know the relationship there. I was just making sure the audience knew.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I know what that means. Prove to me you do. Yeah. Here's one for everybody who wants to answer. Galaxy Cleric, learned how to read this morning. How does each member of the Mighty Nein feel about their new bugbear friend? Do you trust him?
Yeah, I do. 100%.
Sure. Yeah.
He speaks goblin. He seems cool. His name's Gluza, right? Is that what we call him?
I think so, yeah.
Gluzo.
Amazing name.
What's not to trust about him?
Yeah, he has a hard to pin down accent, but it's amazing, and I'm 100% in. I love this guy. You have a hard to pin down accent too. It's something you two have in common.
I don't
know. I inside checked him, man.
He's good outside that beast city. I mean, we got him right where we want him. We could reduce him to a little pile of ashes, but once we get to the beast city, that's difficult because he knows everybody. Or at least three people.
You, Taliesin, you insight checked him?
I did.
Is he someone else pretending to be a bugbear? Is he the traveler? Is he Raishan?
He is actually pretending to be a bugbear. He is in truth Matt Mercer.
Oh my God.
I know.
Look, I'm canon. I'm Forgotten Realms now. I can make myself canon in my own goddamn campaign.
Yes.
I would hope I never can.
I want to see all the different minis of you.
Oh no, no.
Oh my gosh.
Matt.
Oh, hi.
Chesari wants to know, did you plan in advance to introduce the group to that fantastic bugbear NPC, or did you come up with them on the spot?
It was a combination of both. I had the group as part of just a possible, like, you know, it could be a challenge encounter where they're both trying to, you know, get the rock to attack the other and be like a chase sequence, you know, and or they can end up getting into a battle and then the rock is this chaotic element of it. Instead, you just threw a bunch of mastodons at it.
Why did we do the second one? Like, he had already discovered that the first one was ghostly.
It's a redundancy.
Just in case.
Yeah. Just in case, you never know.
Two mastodons.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I the character itself and kind of their interaction with it was improvised. I didn't have a name for it. It kind of came up on the spot. And the whole interaction there was just, I wanted to see what you would do after watching the other ones get pulled apart and there being a survivor that I wasn't sure if any of you would notice in the ground. But once again, I keep forgetting you built an entire character based around insight.
Yep.
And I was like, you'd probably
or perception or other things around
it. Somebody you came up with in like 48 hours.
Yeah, but you know, Gluzo's Gluzo. We'll see where that alliance stands and what fun leads to in the future, depending on how long you decide to keep going with it.
Yeah, Gluzo gonna Gluzo. You know?
Best friends forever.
I like him.
Gluzo's got a Gluzo.
You'd like him?
Yeah, I do. I like him.
Why? Because he's covered in fur?
Because he's cute.
He let you tattoo him.
And he let me give him a tattoo.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
On the rib, too.
That's how you know you gotta fight. Right? Bugbears are pretty tough, to be honest.
Exactly. Continue, next question.
I will. I will. I'm actually, hold on, I'm being told, by Daniel that he's okay.
Oh, oh, thank God.
He said Lockie gave him a stern talking to.
Oh, wow.
But he is out there with someone else that works with us in the conference room. It looks like we're going to check in with Ed Lopez, our COO. Let's go ahead, Zach, and see what Ed is up to. There he is. Oh, he's working still.
That's normal.
7:30, no big deal. Looks like, oh, he's drinking scotch.
Oh,
he's got his new goatee. He's drinking
juice.
Scotch.
You don't have to be apple juice.
That's what's behind him on the wall. 198 days until football returns. Oh, wow. And now, what the fuck? Is he lip rolling his new goatee? I can't believe. Get out of there. Get out of there. Daniel. What? Jesus Christ!
That's you're taking
he
the manicure.
Just grew this new goatee.
Wow.
Someone needs to tell him that is not how you goatee. Wow. I don't know where fuck.
Uh-huh.
Holy
wow! We have got to have a talk with him. Ever since the Rams lost the Super Bowl, things have been going.
Yeah.
Sam, help us forget that horrible sight with an answer to this question from Jorah OG. How does Nott feel regarding the Mighty Nine facing the upcoming challenges of Jorhas? Does she feel confident in the strength of her companions, or does she worry with the possibility of losing one of them for her and her husband's sake?
I feel like Nott, at this point, trusts her friends to be as strong as they can be. And I gotta say, at this point, I don't know if she's as concerned with one of them dying as just getting to her husband in time before he dies. Mm. If we lose one on the way, I mean, Nott'll probably cry a little.
Oh boy.
But continue on.
Yeah.
What if it's Ford?
What if it's Ford? Yeah. That would be just an extra excuse for more booze and partying, I guess. Yeah.
Good.
Ford's expendable.
Yeah,
expendable.
That's good. That's good. And, just need permission to keep going.
All the others maybe Nott would have a tough time with. But yeah.
Wow. Expendable. Ashley.
Yes.
Teams McKenzie wants to know, how do you like the way Travis is playing Yasha?
I'm killing him real good for you.
No choice in
the matter. I don't have a choice. Yeah, I don't have a choice. I think it's great. I'm very behind on the games, so I'm just hoping that everything is fine.
Yeah, I've stopped flirting with people so much.
I'm pretty
much at a point where he controls her in combat, but I don't consider any of his roleplay canon, so I think you're okay.
Thank God.
That's great. I feel like you might have done. Good. I wonder if Travis is as Yasha has. You probably played more games than I have with Yasha.
I don't think that's true.
You don't?
I go to the stats.
I don't think that's true, but we'll ask her.
I think if you
stats.
Weighed yeah, the amount of roleplay,
it could be true.
Yes.
If you counterbalance the amount of roleplay that you've done as Yasha to the amount of roleplay that Travis has done it, Yasha, you've done far more. He's
yes,
done a lot
that's
more
true.
He does
combat,
do
he just does the combat.
Raging, but.
I trust Travis, and if he feels like he wants to make a decision in role play, I'll let him have it.
Don't give him that, Ashley.
No,
I know, I you
idea.
Know what, I feel like.
Barbarian respect, barbarian.
Barbarian respect.
I see that, yeah.
I mean, like, even VR. When, you know, he was flirting with Bo.
Yeah.
It's like flirting with a blow-up doll. Like, it's, that
sure.
looks like Yasha.
Yeah, it doesn't feel quite real.
Was it
yeah.
choice?
I don't like
I'm
any
fine
of
with
that
it.
Imagery at all.
Yeah, that seems weird.
But
you guys didn't practice some blow bells growing up? No?
Yeah. Every day.
Disgusting.
having Travis play your character is like, Travis as himself is like a deck of many things. You
yeah,
just don't
true,
know what you're going to get, and you're like, oh, this is risky. But it's kind of fun.
Yep. That's the most.
I got the deck of many things and the Forrest Gump reference. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get. Yep. Life is like a box.
And so completely accurate at the same time. Liam, Travis, and Sam. Frankelstein wants to know. After seeing Dunamis magic in combat, are your characters interested in learning some Dunamancy spells, or would you rather stick to the other schools of magic?
That Dunamancy shit is lit. It's so lit. Cool.
It's really freaking cool.
Oh, yeah, and it's tied up with everything that Caleb wants. I mean, he read some stuff at the Cobalt Soul that said everyone over in Shorehaus is checking out gravity and entropy and fucking time. So if he can get on the entropy shit and the gravity shit, you know he's going to go back in time, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. What? For sure. Wow.
Did that happen?
I think so. Sure.
It was cool. I don't know
what.
A big shrug
from the DM.
I don't know how to play D&D, so I'm assuming that those spells that we were seeing are yours, Matt?
Yes. Dunamancy yes.
I want those spells.
Were they modified other spells, or were they just like from your brain?
No, they're original.
They're so cool, and I want to know how they work.
We'll keep playing. Maybe you will. either you'll learn them from somebody who tells you, or learn them from the other side of them being cast. No,
they will be the last thing you ever see, quite possibly. Learn,
right? Yeah. I get it.
I also love that there's these spells that who knows what they could do, and it's just going to happen, and we don't know how to react to it. We don't know like how to save on it or protect against it. It's so cool.
It's almost like every other time we play D&D.
Yeah.
it's starting to ring a bell.
Is that the same kind of magic that I back in campaign one that Gilmore used?
No, actually, Gilmore was a creative kill with telekinesis.
Ooh.
So it was the idea of like a character that had low enough hit points that are being beaten around by other spells to the point where he had low enough hit points that a telekinetic attack would have killed him. And I just like, what would be a cool way to kill someone with telekinesis? Just crushing them into a ball of flesh and then letting them drop to the ground.
So hot.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I mean, that's Gilmore in general.
Yeah, everything Gilmore gets you a little bit.
Caleb is thinking about Shorehaus, like when you were a kid and you watched Double Dare, and you're like, if I could get that 5-minute run through Toys R Us.
Yes.
Although a little different now, because back then it was like watching the kids not go straight to the video game aisle and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you putting fucking play sets in there? Go just take all the Nintendo cartridges. What?
Oh. I know.
I imagined a scraper apparatus that could just clear a shelf right into a cart. Oh, yeah. Like, I thought about that.
Oh, we've all considered ways to game the system.
I was engineering that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A cow catcher for your cart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did a lot of those run throughs at Toys R Us hours after they closed.
Five finger discount.
Yep.
Dude.
Whatever I could carry in my JanSport. Up next, it's Fan Art of the Week.
Our dad.
This week's fan art winner for Campaign 2, Episode 51 was sent in by Mary Howder at Oinky Falcon. Let's take a look. It's quite something.
Oh,
yeah. Oh wow. Gorgeous.
Yeah, we're going to zoom in.
Holy shit. Zooming
in on that shit. It's good.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh my God.
Mary, that's amazing.
Oh,
crazy.
I missed that.
So good.
I like it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No.
What? Wait, go back. Travis just put his glasses on, Zach. There we go.
Look at the details. The colors, the non-blurry shapes, all in harmony. Okay, thanks.
Are you far sighted? You're nearsighted then. Wait, what?
I can't see things far away. Yeah. Super awesome.
Nearsighted?
That's how I grew up. I've been like very nearsighted my whole life until I got LASIK years ago.
You got LASIK?
I did, finally.
You know where they peel your eyeball back with a cigar cutter?
They pull out the lid of your eyeball and they cut it with a cigar?
What?
That's,
what?
Yeah, no, that's
no.
A bris.
No.
No, it's not. They pull out the fucking clear layer of your eye and they snip it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
It felt like an alien abduction for 5 minutes, and it completely changed my life.
They peel back your lens and then shoot lasers in there.
It
and then they put it back
after
and
it's like, they
what
cut
are you doing it?
Open.
You have to look
this
forward.
This clear little pouch that covers
you
your eye.
What if you,
I don't know.
What if you
I decided,
look to the
I decided
side.
Laura, not to look anywhere but where they told me to because they were shooting lasers into my
That's
fucking eyes.
Like my body's going to go, look over to the side. Look over to the side and I'm going to
do it.
and then that's it.
That's why you have to do drops constantly afterwards, because you don't have a layer on your fucking eyeball anymore.
But
it heals very quickly. It heals very quickly, and it changed my life.
He's clearly fine.
True.
But
I will say, like, I do miss having glasses. There's just something about having glasses.
Look at how goddamn sexy
he looks
right now.
Travis is amazing with glasses. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How long have you had those? A week? 2 weeks? If we weren't inside of
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Take them off, put them back on. Yeah.
He looks so good.
I'm in half mask. I don't know about you guys.
So confused. We're Superman, though.
Use terms around him. He doesn't understand. It's kind of confusing.
Give him another month. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Good save. Good save.
Solid. That gif is going to be turned into a when the guy in sales gets too drunk at the Christmas party gif really fast.
Duck the land.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Thank you to everyone who submitted for Fan Art of the Week. And congrats to you, Mary. You have won this Wormwood Cherry Tabletop Tray.
Congrats, Mary.
From our friends at Wormwood Gaming. And on top of that, holy shit, because of 100 episodes, and you're also going to get a Whispered One shirt available in the US and UK stores.
No.
We'll get you one tonight. I
promise. I don't have one either.
Don't forget, you can enter our weekly contest by emailing your GIF or fanart2 submit at dogsmaga.com. Rules for our contests are available at critroll.com. Moving on with a question. Zach found some new toys. Laura, this one's for you. Good morning.
Hi.
Nora G wants to know, Jester seems to be having a hard time processing most of the negative things that have happened to her recently. Is she unfamiliar with the emotions that come with those experiences, or has she just not experienced them to such a large degree before?
She hasn't experienced a lot of emotions. I mean, she hasn't experienced a lot of anything, really, up until Mighty Nine.
Yeah.
I don't think she's definitely dealt with sadness in her life, you know? But I don't think it's been so in your face constantly, like the trauma of it all.
Yeah, she's with some really terrible people.
There's a lot of heavy
really
stories and
really,
stuff happening
really
all at
Really
once.
Great people.
Yeah. Pretty smooth sailing with our group, I think.
But I think, you know, there's, while it is traumatic and she's dealing with a lot of that, of what to do in that aspect, I think also it's a great adventure. You know, and she's enjoying being out and doing things, even if it might hurt her. It's so much more exciting than reading about it, which is what she's been doing.
That's
her
true,
life,
yeah.
Or drawing it, you know?
Yeah.
Just imagining what it would be.
Mm. I like to do drawings. You know what we, in 100 episodes, do you know the main thing that we can't do this show without? Sound.
True.
There's a lot of people on every week. There's a lot of microphones.
That's true.
This show, for some reason, shares the same sound person as Critical Role does, and that's Chris Willemot, our sound guy. So, a lot of people, Chris is pretty camera shy, and people don't really know what he looks like. A lot of people have asked us, turn the cameras around on Chris. So, we have a Chris cam. Daniel's telling me that he's not at his soundboard right now, which is pretty weird, so.
I love that your IFB keeps changing ears.
It's uncomfortable, so I had to put one in each ear, because the inside of my ear is a different size.
Danny's 20 feet in front of you, but you're going to the ear.
Different size on. All right, let's check in with Chris and see where he is, if he's not at his soundboard where he should be. It looks like we're over by the VO booth for some reason, which is really weird. He's not at the soundboard. What the fuck? Is he laying down tracks?
Yeah.
Max, didn't he say he was working on a mixtape? And he's swearing. Jesus. We're on a little bit of a delay here. We're able to do that. In the middle of the show, he's not even sitting at the soundboard.
Mom spaghetti.
Yeah, it's a tough industry. You got to take your time.
Thank God that had no audio.
I respect that.
Wow. We weren't able to hear
it. Get it, Chris.
This is his support job. Name, though.
I do, too. Well, when he comes back, we'll ask him.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's MC not doing his fucking job. Liam.
Just go, yes.
I mean, never mind wants to know. Oh, okay. As your sash is adjusted.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Having learned about Knott's heartbreaking past at this point in their friendship, to what extent would you say it has impacted Caleb, and how does he see her differently now compared to before?
That's a good question.
Never mind.
He's feeling it out. There's no question that everything that they've gone through cannot be forgotten or overlooked, and he sees her as an absolute ally, no matter what, and is still willing to do anything for her, and has realized how little he's known her in the very same way that he has been thinking for so long, she doesn't really know me. And in a weird way, he feels like that is just, they're even more alike than he thought they were. And he loves her. Mm. And wants her to succeed in what she's doing, and hopes that the things that he wants doesn't fuck it up entirely.
Are you talking about Liam and Sam right now?
You're the emotion, man.
I don't know.
Sam, your thoughts?
I don't know.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. That's all. That's great.
Cheers, dear.
Never sounded more like a dad.
Yeah. Mm.
That's true. Taliesin. Mm. The opposite of a dad.
Yeah.
Because he outlives all of his children.
The D.
Corner Lesbian wants to know, for much of the Mighty Nein, entering Jorhas is entering the truly unknown for the first time. But Caduceus has been out of his element for a while. Does this feel significantly different to him than the other places he's seen since leaving home?
No. It's a new environment, certainly, and it's a new aspect of nature that he is unfamiliar with. He's never been in Badlands before, although the notion of them makes sense to him. This is just more terrain to him at this point. He also is very blind to the political realities. He is not aware of. He is vaguely aware that there is war, and as that connects to him, he's not really.
Doesn't seem like he would have CNN alerts.
No. No, and you know, he's very sparse on his data usage. Roaming's off.
He's got roaming turned off.
But, so he's still not sure why we just can't walk up and ask for directions from everybody. Like, he's not gonna be nearly as cautious as he should be.
Yeah.
At all.
I am so sorry. I'm paying attention to everything you're saying, but that goddamn TRS is the most blessed image I've ever fucking seen in my life.
He's a beautiful
by a long shot.
You guys are giggling. Every time the camera goes to Taliesin, the girls are sitting there giggling.
The TRS were a major discussion before this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Who was wearing them? Was it going to be all three ladies? Not all three ladies. Was it going to be the dog? Yes. Sam was going to wear one. Sam wasn't. Yeah. Sam, Liam, will you wear one? I don't want to wear one. Let's put it on Travis. I don't think we should put it on Travis tonight.
We didn't have enough to cover everybody because we spent too much money on these goddamn cams.
Give it to Mikey, he'll wear everything.
Speaking of,
a day of resources.
It was a lot of resources.
It was great.
Speaking of, though, you know what I love about CritRoll.com a lot, but especially the events part where you can learn about any upcoming appearances that we have. And do you know who plans those events?
Sure do.
Brittany Wallach, our events coordinator. Yes. And I'm being told that Daniel is in the office right now with Brittany, and let's see what she's up to. She's working late tonight. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock and she's still there. Let's see what she's up to. She's probably planning one of our current, oh, there's her desk, okay. Well, she got a picture of the cast. Our kitty, yeah, that's neat. Oh, shit. Oh, she's got her headphones in and she's, okay, little unicorn blanket, that's nice. Oh, that's really cool. Wait.
No,
Brittany! Jesus Christ! Wait, tall! You can't sniff that stuff. Oh my God, get out of there, Daniel. We can't show that on Twitch.
We gotta get like supervision.
Holy shit.
How is that going on?
Matt, something.
Who's been that kid watching this, is he?
This is what happens when we're not out there to watch everybody.
We are so sorry.
Shit. Holy cow, Brittany! Wow. I can't believe she gets so much done. Maybe that's the key to it. Maybe we should all try it.
If you have a problem with compressed air, seek help.
Yeah, seek help at once.
Because there are resources out there.
If you do, hashtag huffing it.
Every day we say not again, and every day she says yes, but you turn your back.
Yep.
But she's like,
I have to go to Costco for more huffing power. Travis.
Yeah.
Emma and Natsume want to know, how does Ford feel about Jester marking people with the Captain Tusktooth tattoo?
Oh man, big fan of this. I mean, you know, brand recognition is huge in Jorhas. That's how we're gonna get the
consistency.
That's right.
Yep, yeah. Consistency.
I'm a big fan. I didn't really get final approval over the design, but I feel like, you know, it's got. My question is, will it evolve over time, or are we going to stay consistent with each iteration?
I think it's going to stay pretty consistent.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while I might do a little something fancy, but, you know, for the most part, it's a smiley face with tusks and some googly eyes.
Is it like a Bob Ross painting in that the googly eyes are in different Google directions?
Yeah. Each person gets a special Google.
Google eye. Okay.
What about a vote for a Katoa tagline with everyone? Because I feel like that would accomplish something.
I feel like that's going to take far longer to write that. Letters bleed together, it gets messy. Yeah.
All right. I'm not an artist.
Yeah.
Did you guys, I don't know if it was real or not, but did you see the tattoo on Reddit?
Pretty sure it's real.
Pretty sure it's real. Awesome.
Multiple
I ship it.
Y'all, it's not just one person. There's multiple people tweeting, showing me the tattoos. And I am all about it.
The tattoo of her drawing.
There's one guy that got it on his fucking
smile face, googly eyes, and then.
What? Tusks.
Yeah.
Oh,
I gotta see
that this.
That is
metal.
Guys.
Yeah, it is.
How about instead of M9 tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We let Laura tattoo us?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I would up and give her a tattoo.
Yeah, I would legitimately be down with that.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
Do that.
Same.
I'll
kind of into it.
I like it.
Tox Machina episode 200. Laura tattoos the cast.
It would be so special.
I'm in.
This is what splits us apart.
This is it. This will be the thing.
I trust Laura.
Everybody gets a dick.
How are we going to explain that to our kid? What's that, Dad?
My mom did that.
Mom put a dick on you?
Why is it so weird?
Oh, dude. Mom doesn't draw dicks very well. She hasn't seen one in a very long time. That's why. Marisha.
No, why me?
No, because you wrote that joke. Moose Knuckle Sandwich wants to know.
Good segue.
In the early days of the campaign, Bo came across as impulsive, but now it feels more like decisive. How of this is Bo's change, and how much is her is our perspective? I think they meant how much of this is Bo's change.
I think when her impulsiveness started risking and wrecking things, it was like, maybe I shouldn't like run into traffic with my pants around my ankles. I don't know. Dude, I think it is.
Good idea.
Right? Fan art in three.
Yeah,
I think it's about accountability, and when she has started to learn, especially when she first joined M9, she didn't have friends, really. It's a recurring theme. And I think you had to learn, like, oh, my actions do affect others around me. Oh, right. Mm. And I think that is something you can learn and that you can grow in. But yeah, she is trying to not be a total fuckwad anymore.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yeah.
But old habits.
Mm-hmm. How does Yasha feel about fuckwads?
She feels pretty good about them.
Oh, fuego. Oh.
Yep.
Rico.
And on the 100th episode, they all kissed. The most important question we're going to ask tonight.
I'm in the Weird Al version, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taco.
Mm-hmm. Don't say too much of it.
No, I didn't.
Weird Al's expensive if he starts suing you. Ramsey Baggins asks the most important question of tonight. This is for anyone. What has been your favorite Talks Machina moment? Let's think back long and hard on the last 2+ years of doing
this show.
Do you
remember that episode where Brian wasn't the host?
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. It's not that moment.
Danny filled in because I was out west for that episode. I love the card. Travis throwing the card and literally almost taking out my eye or my face.
Yeah. That was pretty great.
Wait, what was the one that
Mobius has a great gif of it?
Where there was like
Pull Out King.
Pull Out King.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Pull Out King got me where it counts.
That was tough.
Just
to
a snowball of disaster.
Who was it that said, I love teenage assholes?
Talison,
yep.
That was a very early episode talking about Percy.
That had finally gone away. Thank you for bringing that back.
Yeah.
Cool. I think I like got my final tweet about that maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
I was like a pair of hiccups that had just finally, those hiccups that had finally gone away, and you're like, oh, I think I'm good.
Yep.
And then, oh, there we go. Yep.
Domain name renewed.
Holy shit.
Call.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
Can I just say, I was thinking today about, not to be all serious and dramatic, but where you started. And you are now, and you're so good at this.
You really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're so funny.
Round of applause for the
between the sheets.
Yeah. Like, I know. I'm really proud of you.
Everybody take 30 seconds only to drop the bit that we think that you're a total fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You're so good at this, and you're such a part of our family and such a dear friend, and we love you.
Oh,
and
I love you guys. Yeah. Thank you for taking... Let's see, what is a chance, if you multiply it by a billion on me, let's see, taking the biggest risk of your careers continues to be.
Googleplex.
But thank you guys, 100 episodes, we can now get syndicated by various conglomerates all over the world. And,
what if we did be like, yo, Lifetime. Just want to say, we've got this show. We got 100 episodes.
The television
Lifetime,
network?
Lifetime, the television network?
Okay.
Like, this
that's a great idea.
If it just was zero context.
Television for women.
And just see what they do.
But honestly,
this is literally how development here happens. Right now, you're seeing it.
But honestly, this show talks about so much relationship drama that it would fit perfectly on Lifetime.
Right, yeah.
There is some soap opera level shit that's talked about on the show. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I threw up one episode in the middle of the show and then came back. I had food. I had really bad food poisoning, and right before the show, I was like, "This is not cool."
Yeah.
I am not
doing
well.
You looked at me. You coughed.
She was on the show. Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, that's gonna come up right now."
Yeah. I threw her the cards.
I think I was on that show.
You and Ash were, and I threw the cards at you, and I was like, "I'll be back in a minute."
I'll never forget that because Travis immediately texted the thread and went, "Lol, did Brian just yarf on TV?"
Oh, man.
What I think is so cool, though, is that how people out there know your humor now.
They do.
I feel like
they
in the beginning, they were like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
Who is this guy coming in? And now everybody just knows.
To be fair, that's the common reaction to you in general.
Yeah.
It is. I have this friend in, I think I've said this before, but I have this friend in Las Vegas who was like, you know what? Brian is like a fine wine. It's an acquired taste. And some people don't like wine. Well, that's all the time we have for Talks Machina 100.
No.
I love you guys. I got a little emotional earlier today just thinking about how we've been doing this for over 2 years, and it's just like a lot of ups and downs on the shows, and we've gotten to spend time talking about it.
And I want to point out what I think is really cool is coming into our space here as essentially like a friend who wasn't involved in tabletop gaming, and now you've been co-running a home campaign alongside Patrick, and sending me pictures of your, you know, battle map setups, and me like trading questions and stuff. I'm really proud of you for not just coming into this genre alongside us and being a part of this, but then being your own storyteller. I think that's really amazing.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to get D&D like immediately. I was like, I got the books. I'm like, I want to figure this shit out. I want to know what I'm talking about. You know, I don't want to be that person that's just like, oh well. you know, I'm only good at these amazing jokes and my segues are like the silliest thing. I wanted to understand the game. But thank you, that means the world. To 100 more.
Yes!
To 100 more. Yes, I love you all.
200 tiaras?
They will now.
They will now. From the money we're gonna make selling Max's car.
To teenage assholes.
To teenage assholes, yes.
.com.
God damn it.
Well, friends, stay tuned for Tox Machina After Dog. Sleepy boy, sleepy boy. Tune in this Thursday to twitch.tv/Critical Role for episode 52 of Campaign 2. As always, don't forget to love each other. Thank you to everyone who joined this show from the beginning or this week. We love you, we love you, love you. Don't worry, it's almost Thursday. Stay turnt, my friends. We're back live on the internet.
Live on the internet.
Live on the internet.
How's everybody doing? Did everyone freshen up in the break?
And all fresh.
Sam, your sash is falling
we're
apart.
To take off our
no, you're not. It's just, we there we go. You need more.
Yeah. Now you look like He Man.
Tighter.
That's pretty cool.
You have
thank you to Max and Danny for getting all of our decorations tonight.
Yeah.
The
show. And
Jeremiah and Winston, Jose. Did you say Winston?
Winton.
Winton. I heard Winston. Winston too. We want to thank you and Winton.
PAs and crew.
Not Winton Marsalis. Go ahead.
No. Guys, we have some questions here we can ask.
Ooh, delightful.
Chadwick Blurglepants wants to know.
Blurglepants.
What an unfortunate last name, but looks like he's overcome it with this great question. How has Tox compared to what you were expecting to be when the idea first came up? Yeah, what did you guys think about having to every week break down the choices you made
so
live
stupid.
On the internet
yeah,
in front
such
of people?
A stupid idea.
We're gonna spill out all the stuff that we could just let happen on the show. What a dumb idea!
Yeah,
I was stoked for it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I was too.
I was very misunderstood and people fucking hated my character. So I was actually kind of stoked to be like,
oh, yeah,
this is why I did these things.
Looking forward to actually.
Do I look like a drunk quarterback at prom?
Yes.
That's what I'm going for.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Travis
I can't Duncan. Believe Sandra dumped me.
Yes. Confirmed.
Sandra's come up like twice today. What the?
I remember Sam saying, who cares what the talk show's about? I'm never going on there. So you can make it whatever you want it to be.
I didn't know about it. And then I was like, man, what are we going to call it? And Foster was like, I got a name.
In your backyard.
Tox Machina.
Yeah.
I was like, it will live. And it will live gloriously.
I'm so glad that I don't wake up every morning with tweets that say, are you going to change the name now that the new campaign is starting? That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Endless. Oh, yeah. And so then I just started making stuff up on Twitter. I'm like, yes, we're changing the name to Colville's Corner with Matt Colville. And then we're changing the name to Matt Key Questions with Matt Key. But it was an homage to Vox Machina, the people that started it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really like that we've kept the core of the show the same, which is focus it on the fans, giving away expensive wood that smells glorious.
Warm life.
Yeah.
It also did kind of set the precedent for really dumb, punny names. Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. And now we've embraced that as a channel and we sort of will disregard anything that doesn't make us go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's how development works here. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We come up with a name and then we immediately picture Sam alone on a Friday night in his vocal booth at his home coming up with the jingle for it.
Yeah.
You know what you should do is the next jingle you come up with, have Chris Willemott come featured on the track.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get to hear the audio because they were in the other room, but that's he looked like he was.
Logic do some stuff for us.
Do we need Logic after what I just saw?
No.
I don't really know.
He's got it.
We'll work together. It'd be the first, like, you know, team
they
up.
Could do like they could do like a wrap-off. What's it called?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Logic.
Yeah. Fuzzy Logic.
Oh my God. There you go. MC Fuzzy Logic.
Yeah. Laura, someone wants to know, Rivery wants to know if you're going to reveal that whisper you got towards the end of the last game.
Nope.
Didn't think so. Didn't think so.
Yep.
Was it Was it good? Was it cool? Or was it just like, eh?
She just recognized the god,
she just knew who the god was, right?
But I will say, and I got the text, and I didn't respond to it yet because I was on the show. But my sister texted me because she's been watching the show, and she's like, you're going to tell me what it was.
Really?
Because, yeah, so I'm going to tell her. She's going to be the only person that knows. What's
you're going to tell your there, real sibling?
My real sibling.
There you go.
Wow.
I don't know if it's
controversy. Like, controversy.
Mm-hmm. Boys don't cry action going on.
Yeah. taping him down.
And now he's gonna go that way.
See, I get more like taking a wine cooler on Space Mountain type of vibe. Like,
now I feel uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
That could be, we should make that a show. Oh,
that's,
no, that is a show.
That is a show.
Never mind.
Sam runs everything, the show?
Critical Role.
Yeah, it is Critical Role.
Two of those shows.
Yeah. Yeah, let's make two of those. Nivuus Militus wants to know, no cow shenanigans this arc. What gives?
Oh, man.
Yeah, guys, you're lagging on that.
His name's no Caduceus.
Yeah, he is the cow shenanigans.
He has one tall
in
cow.
Time.
Cow shenanigans.
Yeah. that's a show.
To be fair, you did turn the fire giant into a cow.
That's true.
That's
Dad,
true.
There was a cow.
There was a cow.
That's true. For a moment. And the cow damaged somebody.
Can you specify next time cow without teeth so he just gives me like a gummer? Is that a thing? Can you a toothless cow?
4d4 gummer damage?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it would still hurt making your rounds.
Yeah, that's true.
And probably smell
worse. He just made his rounds every episode.
No, you don't have teeth, it's just the ginger.
He's literally going to everyone.
Right, like slow moving.
This is the best.
Protected tortoise.
It's hard to choose when you're polymorphing. Yeah. It's really hard to choose because you don't want to make an animal that's so easily killed that they'll just pop right back.
That's right, or that so the, strong that it'll hurt mistake. You a lot. You want it to be
yeah.
a
nice or too between. Fast that they'll run away.
That
yeah.
octopus was clutch.
See, I like,
just below medium.
I always want to make it like something really small so if it just like flies away, but when it's polymorphed, it keeps the brain of the thing, or does it fully turn into the other creature?
I think it maintains in general intelligence.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but, like but, the intelligence but even, of whatever that
but
creature
non,
is.
But even non-intelligent creatures know fight or flight.
Mm. Right.
And when they're, you know, in the middle of a fight moment, they'll still continue to fight largely.
Even if they're like a fucking, like you turn them into a sparrow or something, they're still gonna go like, I'm gonna keep fighting this
They're not
giant.
Like, oh, I'm a sparrow now. They're like, fuck, what's my body? I'm a fire giant normally, I'm still gonna try and attack you.
Okay.
You wanna
well, that's good to know, I need
that
to know
can take
these things.
At least one accidental punch.
Yeah.
Tortoise. I'm saying tortoise.
Tortoise is nice.
Yeah.
I got some ideas.
Tortoise head.
Sensitive.
Giraffe.
Yeah. A good band.
Sure. Have you ever seen giraffes fight? That shit is fucking hilarious.
Wait, do they fight?
Dude, that shit is painful.
It's scary.
Wait, what do they do? Do they just neck? Do they just neck butt each other the whole time?
Yeah, vicious to each other.
Like neck butt. It's like they're both wielding two morning stars.
The best.
And the ball at the end is their head. Yeah, they're just like.
Yes. It looks
dancers.
Really painful.
Yes.
Capoeira is way cooler than giraffe fighting.
Must have fallen asleep during Planet Earth when that part
like
was
two
on.
Kids fighting with yo-yos.
Two kids fighting with yo-yos?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's how my dad described sex to me when I was 13. Hey guys, this question just came in from
Silence.
Princess Nigiri. I know how to get you guys to shut the fuck up.
Henry, get over here.
Come here.
We got Daniel. He came back in from the other room. Hey, everyone. What did you all do for Valentine's Day after the show ended on Thursday? Went to bed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sleep 100%.
Crash. Yep.
Oh, he's getting a sash? I know we should have hit
buddy, you
him.
Are 100 and fabulous. Yeah. I love the Ninja Turtle one
this
here.
This is
awesome.
The best dog petting show ever.
I know it is. Everybody, every week I get tweets like, will you pet Henry and tell him he's a good boy? Yeah.
Look at that
big boy.
That's looking good. That's looking good. That's looking good.
He's so tolerant.
Go to bed.
He's just like, yeah, sure.
He's like, okay.
He loves us.
He's such a star.
He was born a star.
He has no idea.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. This is, that's fucking interesting, man. From Rivery. Yeah, now that you guys are 50 plus episodes in, what is something your character has done that made you really proud?
Ooh, good question.
Liam, perhaps not burning down any of the other characters has made you
proud. That's not it. It was using fire. It was the wall of fire.
Yes.
It was just a spur of the moment, fuck this.
Yeah.
That was great. Mm-hmm. It was scary, but it was great.
That whole Plank King execution, I'm
that
actually
episode,
kind of
yeah.
proud of. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were all on our game that day.
Yeah, that
I was
good.
Proud of hooking up with an NPC when my wife wasn't here to threaten me with death.
Yes. The stare of death.
I sunk a boat. Sunk a motherfucking boat.
I can feel it.
Yeah, wow. Wow, that was.
I know.
Keep that pointed
help,
there.
Help.
No.
Help.
No god can help you now.
I was really proud of that we didn't get caught in the Platinum Dragon Sanctuary.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really proud that we got out of that.
Yeah, that
could have been really stupid bad.
That could have been really bad.
I mean, just about everything you things. Had.
Yes.
Yeah, that we burned a lot.
Yeah. I was just proud of Jester not trying to deface that temple. That was really successful. Successful.
Oh, that's right.
Endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think just taking the blow for Jester so she could escape.
That was so wonderful.
Also, Molly showing his dick covered in eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that was good. Right.
Yeah, that's right. The continental.
Yeah.
Continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Matt, what's something you're proud of this gang that they've done in this campaign?
I'm proud of you guys not entirely descending into evil madness. Actually, I'm really proud of, like, the individual character arcs of going from broken, terrible people and realizing that it's okay to be broken. That doesn't mean you're necessarily terrible to a certain extent, you know? And kind of finding that community in that. I don't know. It's been a fun arc. What are we doing? Oh, God.
It's just the entire cast went, he's talking about everybody but me.
That's about right.
Oh, man.
But no, I'm proud of you guys coming together. I mean, there were a few moments in that campaign where, like, conflicting arcs and personalities where I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to get really creative here to try and keep some of these people together in the group. And you guys managed to turn it into character growth moments, and it was awesome. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah.
Dad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ashley, what was yours?
Oh gosh, I still feel like there's so many. I'm behind on the moments, but I do want to.
I'm proud of Yasha for sharing her backstory a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was just a snippet.
Yeah, very small
snippet of it. I mean, I guess I'm proud of this moment, but it was just more fun because it was sort of the first time where I got to kind of feel like a barbarian was in the arm wrestling that we had, where it was just like, oh man, this is so fun to be a tank, where you just sort of, you can just roll damage and it's just like, I was like, oh, this is the best.
You were so actually intimidating.
And I was like, oh, I'm really intimidating. It's real this time.
The bubble gum pop.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good.
I'm really proud of us for saving Cutie.
Oh, yeah.
Because that could have told us. She could have just died.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
very easily. Yeah. Any moment.
I didn't expect Curie to become such a sensual.
Oh, what does
Curie
think about that? Oh.
Dang.
Zach, did you get the other thing? Were you able to pull off the other thing? Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Just if you ever get that.
Oh, no.
What?
It looks like Liam's chest hair has made it to everyone's body. Everyone has Liam's chest hair.
What happens if I go?
No!
Don't touch me.
Oh, my God.
You all have Liam's chest.
I have Liam.
It's everywhere.
Look at
Henry. Oh, Henry, you're a good puppy.
What is happening?
I have no fucking clue.
I love how yours was little, teeny.
It's tiny.
Little window.
When I got in today, Zach's like, I have to show you something. And he pulled that up, but it was just the blank set with just the chest hairs on all where your seats would be.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Well done.
What
well
a
done.
Nightmare.
We're welcome.
You're welcome.
Guys, Wordy Wonderwolf wants to know, that's the worst kind. What would be something you would want to see happen on Talks in the next 100 episodes? What is something you never want to see change? That's a good question. I would like to see Sam show up for one. That would be cool.
That'd be cool. I'd be down with that.
I'm unavailable.
I would love to see Max smile. Mm-hmm. I heard he did in 2013, and it made waves across the country. But if he liked his job, that'd be interesting.
More Ash Joe.
Yeah.
All the more Ash.
All the more.
Well, okay.
New coffee table.
New coffee table. Motherfucking
coffee table.
What's wrong with this coffee table?
I hate this coffee table more than anything in the entire world.
It's what we started with, and we're just too lazy to get rid of it and get something that's not that absolutely breakable.
But that describes every coffee table in every home in America.
Look at that glamour.
I've been told by
this coffee table.
Lint goatee free Ed Lopez that he is going to get us a new coffee table. Yeah. You know, it's very fragile, and we move things around a lot because we make a lot of different shows here. People have to be very careful of it.
Ladders.
Some people have complained they can't just sit on it and read their nudie magazines. Daniel. So I'd like to get something that's a little bit more sturdy, you know?
Are we talking about me or the table?
We're talking about you, as always. What's something that should never change about the show? What do you guys think?
The barrel. How dumb it is.
Danny should never change.
Danny should never change. How many champagnes have you had over there, Danny? Jesus.
Not enough.
Okay.
Good answer.
She's got to get ready for the prom tonight.
Always a dog now.
Always a dog. Always a big boy.
Henry, you got to go around.
I think just the irreverence.
Go around.
Yeah. Travis told me when we were about to do this show, he said, be irreverent with the material. And I thought, but some people might not like that. He's like, but we will.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think that was verbatim, actually.
And that's like what everybody ends up kind of loving about the show, is that we don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. Everyone's willing to admit mistakes during the campaign and talk about like what led them to the different decisions. And yeah, I love it because you guys get really real and it forces you to think about a lot of stuff too.
I think that what we do is, there's a lot of beauty to what we do, but it is also inherently silly. And to like deny that is also silly. Like,
yeah,
it's just
and media in general, there's this kind of long running kind of idea in media, new media, that things have to be polished and perfect. And I think that's inherently not what we can do. We are incapable of that because we kind of relish in our imperfections and silliness and
But do you mean in media in general or in?
In media in general.
Oh, okay.
There's a level of expectation and polish. I mean, do what we can where we can, but when it comes down to the core of it, you know, we want to enjoy each other, enjoy the silliness, and relish in the imperfection that is being human.
Some of my favorite moments on the show are when shit has gone totally wrong.
Yep.
And it just makes you, because you have to wing it, and it's kind of like in the game where you guys have to just wing it and improv in the middle of it and...
Rolling the one leads to the best moments.
Well, things are going to go wrong regardless, and you can choose to either be angry and frustrated by the lack of control, or just embrace it and laugh about the ridiculousness of the situation. And that applies to many things in life.
Because none of it's real anyway, so just enjoy the ride.
That's true. Yeah. And by the way, none of it's real anyway is not a reason to not pay me. So I'm tired of hearing that excuse after 100 episodes of this show. You know what, man? None of this is real anyway, dude. Time is a flat circle.
Just talk to your post office.
The post office?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bizarre.
The post office. I had been told they all closed down.
That's Circuit City.
I used to work at Circuit City. I did not get caught stealing there. the first three words of that sentence are the most important. Yeah. I did not get caught stealing there. That's all the time we have for tonight, folks. My parole officer is trying to FaceTime me on this iPad. Thank you all for coming and for dressing up. Sam from the top up, thank you. Where'd you get that wonderful tie?
This wonderful tie was given to me by a critter. I feel like it was at a Christmas.
a probably. Few years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going through my old clothes today or yesterday, and I came across this. It still had a little tag on it and everything. I Critter gave this to me, and I had never worn it before, so I thought
that's awesome. Nice.
That's really great.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Fits your skin tone really well.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us.
On that note.
Thank you all for joining us. This is going to be our last After Dark for a while, but stay tuned, my friends. We are working on some special ideas for the coming weeks. Thank you for joining us for Talks 100. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. Minus Daniel. Until next time, we love you. Goodbye, friends. Mwah. Thank you for listening to Tox Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tox Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.